Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, October 22nd through Thursday, October 28th, 2021. October 22nd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, no two souls are exactly alike or receive the same graces in the same situation. Every present moment is given in a different way to each soul. The individual soul makes his own distinct response to my grace in every present moment. No two souls experience the same eternity as a reward or punishment either. My Son is the solitary judge of each soul. Only He sees into the past of each one's response to each present moment grace or trial. Refrain from judging one another in thought, word, or deed. You do not have the eternal knowledge or see souls as they stand before my Son in judgment. Evil exists in the world as a test of one's commitment to obedience to me and love of my commandments. My judgment spans time and space to bring truth to reality. I love each soul differently and completely, whether they love me or not. I see their weaknesses, temptations, and strengths. I anticipate their response to my grace. When you judge one another, you falsely act in my stead. You do not judge from omnipotent knowledge, but from human frailty. Note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 5, 24 through 25. The sins of some men are conspicuous, pointing to judgment, but the sins of others appear later. So also good deeds are conspicuous, and even when they are not, they cannot remain hidden. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 23rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, you face no cross or trial that I am unaware of. Every cross is given as a grace to draw you closer to me. Be dependent upon me to bring order to chaos, good from hopelessness. My solutions are often not your own, but always my will is to bring you closer to me. Be united in prayer, for this brings you comfort and often strength that you did not know you had. The best outcome of any situation is always my will. I help you through problems that seem unsolvable. I am your light in darkness. Every decision you must make should be the fruit of much prayer. No problem is the fault of past sin, but perhaps the result of sin and my call to return to me. I do not hold grudges. I love each soul beyond all telling, and I am constantly calling souls to come closer to me. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 24th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, begin each day with the desire to come closer to me. Resolve in your hearts any issues that lead you away from this goal. Your greatest cross does not seem so great when you do this. I am in every problem with you, helping to bring about all you need to resolve it. Those who try to resolve their difficulties without me lead a precarious life, never knowing my will or trying to see my will for them. They do not grow from their problems and never consider their problems as a stepping stone to deeper personal holiness. They may busy themselves with predictions about the future, but they fail to live the present moment in holy love. Let me be a greater part of your every present moment." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 25th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Every situation is under my domain. Nothing occurs in a person's life or in the soul itself that I am unaware of. It is true, however, that prayer changes things. Prayer can bend the stubborn will, change events to favor good, even help souls to accept difficulties. I use every situation to bring hearts closer to me. No event or situation is useless. The good fruit is there and will eventually come to light. There are times when free will does not choose righteousness. It is then I offer other choices to draw the soul back onto the path of salvation. Do not let Satan step in to discourage you. My grace is always working towards the welfare of each soul. I place people or opportunities in each one's life to draw them on to the path of salvation. When you pray, pray for souls to make the right decisions according to my laws." A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 10 through 11. "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, and strengthen you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 26th, 2021. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, live your lives in a responsible way, always keeping in mind that you will be held accountable to me for all your thoughts, words, and actions. In this way, dedicate your lives to obedience to my divine will. This is how you will be able to surrender and accept all things as from my hand. When your troubles multiply, remember my son embraced his cross ahead of you. His cross was a grace for all humanity, opening the gate of heaven for all who would keep my commandments. Your crosses, children, make straight the path to your salvation. The cross you surrender to is your compass along the road of righteousness. I do not abandon those who carry many crosses. I send many graces to those who accept their crosses to aid them under the weight of each cross. I hold such souls away from despair, and I send them angels to comfort them, just as I sent an angel to comfort my son when he accepted his cross in Gethsemane. It is your resistance to your crosses which stands between us. This is a difficult teaching, but one necessary to this life in the world. A note is given to read Luke chapter 22, 42 through 43. Father, if you are willing, remove this chalice from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 27th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, never feel that you are alone in your suffering. I see all things and know all things. Even your smallest sacrifice does not go unnoticed or unrewarded. Pray for patience in carrying any cross. Many small sacrifices amount to a great one. Often in the world you are disappointed by others. Perhaps you wait for something which never materializes. Oftentimes others may not treat you with dignity. Do not allow these opportunities to pass you by. Remember that the cross is a grace-filled opportunity to bring me souls, upon without your sacrifices may never be saved. Once in heaven, you will see all the good you have accomplished for others. I speak thus today to cheer you on in even the smallest sacrifice. Do not wait for a great sacrifice to believe you will please me very much. Even the smallest way you show love for me is accepted in a huge way. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 19 through 22. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.